from the U.S. Oncology Network, united to advance cancer research with more than 200 active clinical trials at usoncology.com.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
Tuesday is Election Day. Interest has been slow to develop due to the lack of a statewide race and so many legislative seats going uncontested. But you've talked previously here about the significance of the voting with control of the state Senate in the balance. And there's been a flurry of contributions to the campaign coffers.
As you have been reporting through the morning. Now, in this finale, there's several points that need to be made. Of course, on the House side, these elections are taking place in gerrymandered districts. All of that is designed to ensure Republican dominance for the next decade. But there is a symbolic marquee contest out in Southwest Virginia, Ward Armstrong against Charles Poindexter, two incumbents. Armstrong, of course, the House Democratic leader. He'd been drawn out of his district by the Republicans, but he's running to at least prove that he's not out of the fight. But, of course, the big races are over on the Senate side. The Republicans are making an all-out push. They need a net of three seats to take back the Senate from the Democrats, who've controlled it for 4 years. The Democrats are clearly nervous about all of this. They're fighting to hold seats in Northern Virginia, the Fredericksburg area, down in the peninsula, out in South Side and Southwest Virginia. The question is, will the firewall of partisan redistricting hold for the Democrats? One sign of their jitters, or perhaps an insurance policy of sorts, the Democratic caucus threw $200,000, more than $200,000, to a Republican-turned-independent running out in the Roanoke area, Brandon Bell. He's trying to snatch back a seat from Ralph Smith, who had defeated him for the Republican nomination 4 years ago.
In Washington, Democratic U.S. Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, not running for re-election next year, is speaking out about needless partisanship.
Well, of course, this was one of the issues that intrigued the senator before he became a senator, when he was thinking about running for the Senate, this needless partisanship and obstructionism. Now he seems to be taking it somewhat personally. The Republicans killed his proposed national study on criminal sentencing. This was a bipartisan proposal that kind of got caught up in the vortex of partisanship. It had passed the House last year. Webb was trying to jumpstart it in the Senate. This was supposed to be a model of inter-party cooperation on an issue that has enormous implications for the disproportionate number of minorities in prison and for states like Virginia that are saddled with the costs of jailing an increasing number of prisoners. As I said, there is an implication here for Virginia and penal policy. The Republican Jim Webb defeated in 2006. George Allen was elected governor in 1993 on a promise to junk parole and replace it with fixed sentences.
We have just about 2 minutes plus a few seconds to go. George Allen, who is running for the Republican nomination to win back his former seat that he lost to Jim Webb, has picked up an unexpected endorsement.
Yeah, more to the point, unusual endorsement. Corey Stewart, the anti-immigrant Republican on the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, who had threatened to run against Allen for the Republican Senate nomination, is now endorsing George Allen. Stewart, as I said, had considered running for the nomination, but more significantly, Stewart, in the nastiest terms, had attacked Allen as a terrible candidate, that was Stewart's word, who had abandoned conservatism in his previous term, his first term in the Senate. Now, of course, the Democrats are going to be reminding voters of all this, but still, Allen is crowing. And there are a couple of reasons for that. More and more Republicans are coalescing around his attempted comeback bid. And also, Stewart is a powerful political voice in an outer Washington suburb. An outer Washington suburb that could help decide the Senate race in 2012. Loudoun and Prince William counties, for anyone to win statewide, must be carried.
Mm-hmm. We have just about a minute to go now. One of the issues that will be coming up in the 2012 General Assembly session that could be impacted by the outcome of the election if the Republicans take control of both houses would be the issue on uranium mining, whether to lift the ban on it.
It's a big hearing yesterday out at the University of Richmond, sponsored by the Garden Clubs of Virginia, many of whose members have long opposed the idea of uranium mining in Pennsylvania County. Should the Republicans take over the Senate, that would likely help the push to lift this 30-year ban on mining. However, there is speculation that the proponents could wait another year, and that would allow all the lobbyists, all the many lobbyists involved in this debate, to keep the meter running. Ka-ching.
Okay, Jeff. Well, we'll talk to you twice next week on the morning after the election, as well as our usual Friday conversation next week.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's 8:40.